The United Nations today said it was concerned about a humanitarian crisis in the southern Philippines, where a ferocious battle between government forces and Muslim rebels has displaced about 160,000 people, Charles Collins reports.
Entire communities have fled 15 villages in North Cotabato province since Sunday to escape military airstrikes and mortar fire aimed at the Moro Islamic Liberation Front, or MILF. Manila has accused the MILF of occupying Catholic farmlands in the region and had given them an ultimatum to leave. The MILF said on Wednesday its forces had moved out of the villages, but accused the military of shelling Muslim areas in the province. Brigadier General Jorge Segovia says the army is only trying to confirm that the rebels have stopped fighting.
We want to really determine whether the withdrawal is going back to their original positions or just operational maneuvers.
While civilian casualties have been low, disaster officials are worried about sanitation and the spread of disease and hunger among the refugees. Stephen Anderson of the United Nations World Food Program says that the evacuation centers are ill-prepared to handle the large number of displaced persons.
These evacuation centers, they only have very limited resources, so the humanitarian situation is precarious.
Despite this week's violent clash, neither side is talking about a return to all-out war. President Gloria Arroyo said this week she would support altering the constitution of the country to turn the Philippines into a federal republic to ensure the creation of a homeland for Muslims in the south. But she faces opposition from both politicians who fear the fate of non-Muslims in the proposed region, as well as political opponents who note that amending the constitution would allow Arroyo to stay in power beyond her final term, which ends in 2010. I'm Charles Collins.